All right, Lars Lindstrom. You didn't get interviewed tonight for the radio show, but you did do a Fox and Friends morning hit. So we got our interview in.
Yeah, Fox and Friends. The guy seemed like he knew. He was a little bit bigger a deal than you.
Okay.
They were talking about Iran. Daytona. Iran. Yeah, so.
Good night for you. Look, Eli, heavily favored. And Hunter kept him close and went charged at the end. So, like, I think if you're you and you're Hunter and the dude's won eight times here, I think you don't ever want to take second, but you'll take second.
You know? I mean, yeah, I think so. Dude, his last lap was a 17. It was his best lap of the race.
Oh, I thought his second last. Well, so he went one. He did an 18 too,
yeah,
near the end, and
yeah,
then
yeah,
he did it. Okay.
He did a 17.8. Eli in the beginning. I will say that in the beginning, Eli kind of, if we can even say that he still goes beast mode, he's just kind of good all the time. Like, I think you guys have said the same thing, right? And I agree with that. But he did step it up and really, like, charge, which I guess you could call that. So he did that in the beginning there and got by and kind of pulled that gap. And then it was tough to make it up. But he did a 17.2 then. And then on the 17th lap, Hunter did a 17.8. So that was impressive to me. And, he just it's one of those things. I think we're stoked that we got second. We're still got a red plate, but only by one. But, yeah, like you said, Eli at Daytona, but it would have been so sweet to beat him, you know, and it was.
Yeah. And ultimately, he was ahead of him, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like there was set up that way.
Yeah. And especially, we had such a good day overall. Like, he was fastest both sessions, crushed it, and the second session especially, won the heat race. So, like, I'm not bummed. I think that we can make improvements and make him happier, but this race is such an anomaly compared to the other races that we're going to be at I mean, we need to maximize every race that we're at, and we did that. I think, you know, I mean, freaking Williams beat Eli Tomac at Daytona, you know, so.
Almost like last week, like, first guy to get by Kenny, he needed to get by, I mean, if he maybe gets by Kenny, maybe things change, right?
Yeah, I think there's, yeah, I mean, we lost by 1.3 or whatever, what it was. So, yeah, and.
Not that Kenny was holding him up, but you know what I mean?
No,
Eli's life a little harder and everything.
Yep. And dude, Kenny's so freaking good. And it just, yeah, exactly. I agree with you.
Joe's night done in by the sand. Everybody I talked to said the sand was insanely tough.
Yeah.
A bummer for Joe.
Yeah. To me, it looked like he was starting to get a little fatigued and kind of getting a little loose anyways. And then the sand was so deep and he didn't really have the greatest line. And maybe he was a little over the front and it tucked and whatever. But even then, I mean, for his second race back, this is a tough physical race. It would have been nice to get on the podium for sure and get those points. But, I mean, big picture-wise, I think he's only 5 points out of the lead right now after Pierce. So not a bad night. I mean, great start again. And then in one more week of, you know, building, so to get a little stronger.
I was talking to one of my dumb shows, and I'm like, man, if he can just get in the top five a couple weeks to get going, he's better than that. You know what I mean? Like the goal should be better than that. So I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. And hopefully, consistency is key for him, I think, and then trying to build. We got, you know, after this race, we'll have a weekend off, so that's one more week where he can get stronger and all that stuff. So, and we can get the bike a little better for me. So,
Not to delve on the red light stuff and what happened, but let's delve into it. Yourself, Brandon Wilson, strongly worded statement. And I think rightfully so. Like, us and the media guys kind of ripped them a little bit. What was it like around headquarters and dealing with AMA? And I mean, are you satisfied with what they did?
I mean, obviously, I'm not satisfied.
I mean, like, with the changes.
I mean, the yellow light was something that I should have been there the whole time. I don't even – maybe I'm a terrible team manager, but I didn't even know that the red light had been – I think it, you know, was yellow before, whatever. So that was something that just needed to be done. Anyways, they didn't really address the flag thing at all. So now I think everybody's a little confused on, like, okay, if there's no lead-in lights or whatever, I can just jump on a – you know, like, obviously it's not like that, but it definitely opens it up to that conversation. So, yeah, not stoked on that. I don't think anybody at Honda is stoked on the whole thing in general. We fought it as hard as we could. We pushed on them and not really happy with, you know, the little response that we got from them, if any. So – I think that could have been better, and I think the whole thing, it showed that it was a miscalculation on their end because of all the media outlets, like not just you, but all the other ones, kind of the outcry from all of them too, and just kind of everywhere. So yeah.
I mean, you guys had a point, like Jed at St. Louis is why the Lights came in. Hunter at High Point. Another one.
Jed and Chase at Colorado.
Yeah, so, Chase at Colorado. Chase at Red Bud. Like I, if you guys sit there and say, like, hey, we feel like we're getting the short of, I can't blame you. Like, literally a bunch of rulings have gone against you, for sure. And then we had Deegs going off the track a few times. Nothing happened. Julian did something. Nothing happened. So I think you guys have a right to feel like, hey, man, we seem to get it a lot. I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, I mean, it sure feels like that, too. Yeah. You know, like, hate to complain and be a crybaby, but I think we've always taken it on the chin, even though I think sometimes I've always fought it, you know, you have to. But there's been quite a few of them. I remember Hunter on 250s at Ironman coming out of a turn, can't see it. And then, you know, they're, oh, sorry, we have to dock it. And now that they're using the rule book where it says that they can, if it's not blatant, then they can rule that it's, you know, yeah, not
discretion, right?
There. Yeah, discretion. Yeah. And they use that for this time, but they didn't use it for any of ours in the past. So that part, yeah, all those things kind of sting, right?
The gated Ironman where Mike said, hey, I hate to do this to them, but I got to call it by the rule book. Okay, Mike. Jumping on the cross flag, call it by the rule book, you know. So anyways,
that one's a little different because I I've always been, you know, like Mike's a good guy and I think he does, you know, a good job. I think he's wrong in this situation, but in that one there wasn't really any, like,
went back to the discretion thing.
Yeah, but that one is not in the rule book written that way.
Yeah,
the red cross flag is. Yeah. So that one is a little bit different. I mean, we still got screwed.
Right.
But anyways.
My point was, like, he's saying I got to, because it's black and white in the rule book, I got to penalize Jet. Well, also black and white in the rule book, jumping on a red cross. Also black and white. Nothing about leader lights.
No. The red cross flag has the if it's not a blatant ruling, they can give you just a fine or warning or whatever.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah, but they had that before, too, and I argued that point, and they always gave it to us. So that's the part that stings.
Last thing, when you guys were dirty Team Honda and Wyndham took out innocent David Villeman at Phoenix, never seen McCarty more mad, but it ultimately went to Ohio to the AMA board, and Wyndham got his points back. Can you guys do that, or is that process removed? I don't even know.
That whole process, that's the only time I thought about it later. Okay. You know, that's the only time I've ever heard.
Yeah, me too.
But that was a penalty that got reversed.
Yes.
It's not a penalty that didn't get or a call.
Yeah, you'd be
going
for a penalty to get called.
Yeah. So I'm not sure, but that whole, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's maybe I
don't know, man.
Maybe I could have done better on that. Exactly. Yeah, I could have done better on the whole situation on my end. But I know that I had an awesome team of top management like Jeremy McGuire, Brandon, and even John Stevens and all these guys that had my back and really fought hard, and we got together and did our best to litigate, I guess. You know, I gotta go to Harvard Law.
Yeah.
You know, I really need to get my degree.
Yeah.
And maybe then I'll be able to get somewhere, but I'm just the worst lawyer in general, like, you know, because I've never been able to really get and just being cool with the guys at the AMA doesn't help either. So hey, I don't know, dude.
Hey, J-Bone, we're cool.
Yeah. And Pelletier too. Hey, we're buddies. Yeah. But yeah. I sure don't seem, that doesn't seem to help. I mean, which I respect. I mean, I shouldn't get any special treatment.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, whatever.
All right. Thanks. Good night. Good job for Hunter here at Daytona. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.